Hi, this is Chris Ryan from Tell the Damn Story, and I'm in Pittsburgh at the Pope Fest. Alex is off doing Alex things around the world, and I'm here in Pittsburgh. And we're at the Pope Fest, and it's a lot of fun. If you're in the Pittsburgh area, make sure you check out Pope Fest. But what I'm trying to do is to talk to some of the creatives here. And I'm here with Joab Stiglitz, who is an author of the Utgarda series. You want to correct me on that?
Yeah, good enough.
Good enough. And so, hello, Joab. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing really good. I'm really glad to meet you. There's so many fun people here this weekend. Talk to me about the Utgarda series. What's it about?
Well, the Utgarda series is about my heroine, Anna Rykov, who is a Russian anthropologist in New York City in the 1920s.
Okay.
And as a female professional who could be a Bolshevik, she has trouble finding a job.
Understood.
So when she gets offered a post by a trustee of a small college to fill in her vacancy, she accepts it.
Of course.
And there she meets a couple other adjuncts, a professor and a doctor, mm-hmm. a priest and a doctor, and the three of them become friends. A year later, the trustee who hired them all on his deathbed, he didn't hire them on his deathbed,
he was on his deathbed. But he is now on his deathbed.
He's now there, yeah.
Right.
A year later, he asked the three of them to address an indiscretion from his youth, which caused one man to literally lose his head.
Wow.
And another one to go insane. And the first book, The Old Man's Request, is about how they deal with that.
Wow. And if I remember correctly, there are now four books to this series, correct?
Yeah, there are four books to the series. The first three are a trilogy.
Okay.
And the fourth book is the first book of the second trilogy.
All right, great. So, why this story?
Well, I'm a big role-playing gamer, and okay. I've always been fond of Call of Cthulhu.
Okay.
And I like the style of, Lovecraft's writing were kind of stale. Well, but some of his colleagues...
But his ideas are great.
Oh, yeah. The whole idea of, originally it had gothic horror.
Right.
It was all about man defying God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, over the centuries, that's got kind of pretty stale, too.
Sure.
So Lovecraft came up with this idea. Well, he didn't actually come up with it, but he popularized the idea of...
God doesn't really care about you.
Well, there are things in the universe who, compared to humans, are godlike.
Right.
But compared to them are like ants or something.
Right.
We are completely insignificant in the universe.
So now how does this follow that stuff?
Well, in that genre of stories,
right.
The protagonists encounter some of these alien entities,
mm-hmm.
some of which are godlike, some of which are just aliens, some of which are, like studying humanity, or they all somehow end up intertwined with the fate of the planet Earth.
Okay.
And in my books, Anna encounters several of them. Utgarda is, I'll tell you about Utgarda. Utgarda is a name for the Norse god Loki.
Sure.
From the Varangian culture. The Varangians are the Vikings who didn't go out to sea. They went down the rivers of Eastern Europe.
Okay.
And Utgarda was their version of Loki, the trickster god. Well, there's a prominent figure in the Cthulhu mythos, Nyarlathotep, who is always interfering in men, tricking them into doing things,
right.
and otherwise subverting things for unknown purposes.
And Utgarda does it in your world?
Utgarda does it in my series.
Cool.
And Utgarda might be Nyarlathotep, you never know.
Oh.
And there are other Lovecraftian or mythos entities from various authors who appear in the books as well.
So this is a book that should be a home run for Lovecraftian fans and that genre fans, but also role-playing fans.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
gaming fans.
I mean,
so that's a lot of people that could come and check out this book.
Yeah, it's been very favorably received.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and and the books don't have you can't read the die rolls in there.
Right.
They're not Warhammer novels. They're actual books.
Cool. Excellent.
The first one is based on an actual Call of Cthulhu adventure.
Okay.
The second one is about 50% of the different adventure. The third one is entirely original.
Cool.
And the fourth one is
So we keep getting further and further out to new territory.
The fourth one's all me.
That's beautiful. So talk to me about your process. How do we get into these worlds, and how do we get four books written?
Well, you know, if I wrote these 20 years or 10 years ago even, the first three books would have been one title. But,
right.
You know, these days you need a series.
Right.
But the first three books are actually a novelization of a campaign I ran.
Okay.
A very long time ago.
Okay.
I don't want to give away my age.
Nah. 22.
Call it vanity. Yeah. And when I ran that game, I took a lot of notes. And they were just sitting on the shelf. In the meantime, I was writing something else, a Lovecraft, Tolkien-esque journey tale, which after 20 years went nowhere.
Still journeying.
Yeah, still on the way. Actually, I thought about going back and restarting that one, but you can't go back.
So I put go forward.
Just go forward. When I turned a certain age, I put that aside and I just started writing these, and they've just been flowing out since
That's
then.
That's beautiful. That's great. So what is it? I mean, do you have a daily writing regimen, or is it stop? You know, is it a cycle? What do you think?
These books were written pretty much a chapter a week.
Okay, cool.
You know, so I put the first three of them out like every 6 months.
That's great.
And then the fourth one took a little longer because my day job kind of heated up. And the fifth one I'm currently working on has been stalled because I've been really busy at work.
Well, yeah, get to it, because people are going to want to see it.
I hope so.
So are you a, they talk about plotters and pantsers, right? Plotters kind of have the whole story in their head or have planned it out. I would imagine from role playing. Gaming notes, you might be a plotter, or are you more of a pantser, or a combination?
Combination. all three of these books, actually all four of the books, when I outlined them, they were 10 chapters.
Okay.
The finished products are all 20 to 30 chapters.
Yep.
You know.
Well, I mean,
Scenes expanded or evolved or...
I do index cards, and then I think I have the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it always goes, you know, that's the skeleton at best.
Yep.
And then
yep.
When you're in the moment, you gotta serve the story, right?
Yeah. I'm hopeful. Glad to say that the end product is reasonably close to the original outline.
Right. But better.
But better. Yeah.
But better. Okay.
It's
cool.
It's got three-dimensional characters in it, and interesting places and people. And
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. So where can gamers and Lovecraftians and fiction aficionados, where can they find the Ugarda series by Joab Stiglitz?
Well, they're all available on Amazon.
All right.
They're available as paperback and PDF.
Okay.
Or ebook, I should say. And the first three books are also available on Audible.
That's fantastic. Now, I want to spell your name. It's Joabstiglitz.
.com.
Go to the website, read more about it, then go to Amazon, buy them, read them, jump and live in that world. Have a great time.
Actually, there's links to them on my website.
Oh, even better. There you go.
I also have a cafe press store.
How about that? Cool. And how do you enjoy that?
That one really hasn't produced much. But
all right, get to the cafe.
The pictures are out there. You can get posters, T-shirts.
Oh, cool.
All kinds of stuff.
Well, first we get them to read them, then we get them to be the cult. All right. This has been Tell the Damn Story with Joab Stiglitz and myself, Chris Ryan. Alex Simmons is probably saving the world. And we'll talk soon. All right, thanks. Go tell that damn story.